Greetings and howdy, everyone. This is Jett Johnson, Mills County Judge, and this is KRNR, Judge's Report for the week of September 16th, 2024. Welcome to the weekly Mills County Judge's Report. This report brought to you by our local community radio station, KRNR, Goldthwaite, Texas, FM 92.7 on your radio dial and streaming via the internet. The report is aired at 11:45 a.m., and 5:15 p.m. each Thursday, and is available for listening at any time via the Gulf Eagle website and the Mills County website. Well, another busy week for me, along with all our Mills County workers. All of our commissioners are still working with FEMA representatives doing visible inspections of the county road damage that occurred during the May floods. Besides the visual inspections of the FEMA, there's also a great deal of paperwork that is required for Mills County to qualify for any type of reimbursement. Another construction project started this week at the Law Enforcement Center. A local contractor is addressing the washout between the building and the impound fence next to Schuster's of Texas. Field dirt will be brought in, the fence that is about to collapse will be taken care of, and a new retaining wall will be built. All these measures are to correct a flooding issue that has been taking place ever since the new Law Enforcement Center was built. A new curb was installed in front of the Law Enforcement Center a few weeks ago, which we hope will help with these washouts. This week, I want to recognize an outstanding group of individuals who preserve the history of Mills County. This group is the Mills County Historical Museum. The board members are Don Kissire, Linda Johnson, Brenda Brooks, Sam Duncan, Ramona Flores, Leslie Hammond, Jan Hartwell, Rose Lee Head, Tommy Head, James Knight, Jane Laughlin, Diane Mullen, Courtney Smith, and Gail Smith. And Sylvia Bindle serves on the advisory board. Numerous restoration projects have recently taken place, including remortaring the north wall of the museum, along with a wheelchair lift to access the second floor. The next major project will be addressing the second floor with lots of work to be done up there. The museum does a great job of preserving the history of Mills County. If any citizens ever run across some old photos pertaining to Mills County, please take them to the museum. They're also always looking for civic-minded individuals to help. The burn ban was lifted at the last Commissioner's Court meeting on September 9th. Since the ban was lifted, the county has had several fires. Please use extreme caution if you decide to burn anything and call the sheriff's office before burning. The current forecast for the rest of the week and the weekend is for temperatures to be in the 90s with no chance of rainfall. Our Commissioner's Court will be addressing the burn ban at our next meeting, which will be on Monday, September the 23rd. And folks, that's all for this week. This is Jett Johnson, Mills County Judge. Tune in on Thursdays at 11:45 a.m. or 5:15 p.m. for the next edition of the Mills County Judge's Report. Everyone have a safe and happy week.